Saffron production in India, known as red gold, is facing challenges that are causing a decline in its output. The town of Pampore in Indian-administered Kashmir is the center of saffron production in the country. Saffron, derived from the crocus plant, is a highly valuable spice, fetching around $1,500 per kilo. The process of harvesting saffron involves removing the deep red threads, called stigma, from the crocus petals and drying them. However, the changing climate, with erratic rainfall patterns and higher temperatures, has made saffron cultivation more difficult. This, along with the expansion of towns and villages onto saffron fields and lack of investment in irrigation and training for farmers, has led to a decrease in saffron production. To address these challenges, scientists are working on breeding hardier crocus plants that can thrive in different climatic conditions. They are using a technique called mutation breeding, which disrupts the DNA of the plants by exposing seeds to radiation. The hope is that some of the resulting gene mutations will be beneficial for the plants. Additionally, farmers are being advised on how to make their fields more productive, such as growing almond trees alongside saffron to provide shade and lower the soil temperature. Some farmers are taking a more innovative approach to saffron production. Shailesh Modak, a former software engineer, decided to quit his job and venture into saffron farming. He grows crocus plants in a shipping container fitted with an air conditioning and circulation system to meet the specific needs of the plants. The plants are cultivated in tubes containing moisture and nutrients, using a technique called hydroponics. Modak has developed software to remotely control all the conditions required for saffron cultivation. Another approach being explored is growing the crocus plants indoors for part of the year. This involves carefully removing the corms from the soil and growing them inside for 3 months before replanting them outside just before harvest. Some farmers have found this method successful in protecting the delicate plants and increasing productivity. While these innovative methods show promise, some farmers have found them unreliable and prefer traditional outdoor cultivation. Despite the challenges, efforts are being made to revitalize saffron production in India and ensure the sustainability of this valuable spice.